Hi, Richard. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm calling for my wife. A couple of things. Her naturopath recommended she get on some iron supplementation. Several of her blood work levels regarding anemia were low, are on the very low end. They were maybe barely normal, but kind of on the low end. She seems to be having allergic reactions to a lot of the iron supplements. She's been on Prilosec for a long time.
Oh,
which
dear,
sir. Naturopath says that's probably one of the reasons that she's having trouble.
Yep.
And so she's trying to get her, and she's been drinking a lot of Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi for a long time as well. So she's trying to get her off the diet drinks. She's down to like two a day at this point, I think. She used to do many more.
That's progress.
And so anyway, that's kind of the situation. We're trying to get her off the Prilosec. So if you have any tips for that, that would be great. And to get her maybe iron supplementation that she wouldn't be allergic to.
Okay, sir. Well, first, the Prilosec, if she's not off it yet, you're absolutely right. She needs to get off that stuff as soon as she can. The stuff blocks all stomach acidity, and that means we're not going to digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And while we're at it, we're not going to absorb iron very well either, even if we're not allergic to it. And ultimately, what we die of is malnutrition. I am not kidding, sir. As far back as 1932, Mayo Clinic published a report on over 3,700 people whose stomachs they'd pumped, and we don't need to do that anymore to check stomach acid, but that's what they had to do in the 1930s, and found that by the time men and women both got to be 60, it was 48% of the men and 52% of the women had low stomach acid. Now, what that has to do with taking Prilosec is this. A British researcher found that the valve that separates the stomach from the lower esophagus is closed by acid. And when there's not enough acid, it stays open, and the acid refluxes back through into the esophagus. And so there's this billion-dollar industry of selling us acid blockers so it won't reflux back through, when what the British researcher found and proved and has worked at Tahoma Clinic for years and years and years, ever since we got non-stomach pumping equipment to check stomach acid, is that if we use enough stomach acid, the valve stays closed. Now, I know that's counter to everything we've been told. Oh, it's that evil extra acid that's coming back. Uh-uh. It's insufficient acid that's coming back because there's not enough of it to close that valve. So anyway, if that naturopath can have that stomach acid test done for your wife, and by the way, not everybody has to own the equipment. Good grief. It's expensive equipment. So very frequently, doctors who do natural medicine refer the person to Tahoma Clinic for the testing. And we don't try to steal their patients. We just do the testing and send them back the results and what we think about it, and there we are. But anyway, if she's had to use Prilosec, the woman very, very likely, or your wife, I should be more polite, your wife very, very likely has had low stomach acid for a long, long time, sir. And without sufficient acid, let's move over to the iron. Researchers found years ago that the electrons that surround the iron molecule have to be changed before the stuff can be absorbed adequately. And guess what changes them? Hydrochloric acid. We're back to that again. So iron malabsorption is quite common in people who don't absorb, who don't make enough acid. They can't change the electronic state of that iron. And guess what? It won't get in. And that might be, I can't tell you this one for sure, I cannot at all, but that might be part of the reason she is experiencing allergic reactions, because her body can't absorb the stuff at all because the electronic state hasn't been changed. Sheesh, this is all stuff that's been in the scientific literature for years. I'm not at all making any of it up. Okay, here's another thing. If she truly is allergic to the iron supplements, guess what? Desensitization to nearly any allergy is possible. We all know that even in conventional medicine, what do? If you've got yourself a bad ragweed allergy, well, they give you little teeny tiny doses of ragweed, and they raise the doses to help the body develop tolerance. Yeah, that's what they do. Desensitization is done in both conventional medicine, but what's done in conventional medicine is really limited. in natural medicine, we find that nearly anything, and yes, occasionally it doesn't work, but nearly anything can be desensitized. So if we need to, we could get her desensitized. But the first thing to find out is how low is that lady's stomach acid, your wife there?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Your turn, sir.
All righty. Great. Well, thank you very much. Maybe we'll come down there and have her tested out there.
One other thing, let me throw this in for you, sir, because it's a matter for health, and that is if we don't make acid and pepsin properly in our stomachs, we cannot absorb vitamin B12 either, and it's not because of the lack of acid and pepsin. It's because of the lack of intrinsic factor, which is not made by the same cells that don't make hydrochloric acid and don't make pepsin properly, and so she can swallow all the B12 she wants to, and it will just go in one end and off to the toilet. And those are why there's so many people in, let's just call them retirement homes, that need B12 shots, and hardly anybody needs a B1 shot or a B3 shot. It's because their stomachs aren't making the factor needed to get B12 in there. So talk to your naturopath about maybe she should try some B12 shots and see if she doesn't feel more energy with them. Most people in this circumstance do. And number two, nobody ever OD'd and died from a B12 shot.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And thank you for calling. Thank you very much.